it's me, Sean Capri. I'm glad you're here because you're listening to the most wholesome Nintendo podcast on the internet. It's the Nintendo Drive. I'm on a Skype call with my friend Console Kato, the sauciest potato. She's back and on our journey today. We're going to talk about Wave Race is coming to the Switch, so jump on into the Nintendo Drive. Kind of sound like a jet ski. She's back, the sauciest potato on the dang internet, back to reclaim her place. Console Kato, it's good to see you.
Yeah, I felt like I was getting replaced. Like
I would never allow it.
One more miss and I was out.
I would never allow it. It has been nice to have, you know, I love Seth, I love Andross, but, you know, they're no Kato. The queen is
honestly
back.
Like, if there was a time for it to happen,
that's what I was thinking.
It matched up perfectly because it was like Xenoblade Chronicles, blah. And y'all can talk about it. Y'all can fan about it, whatever.
Yeah.
And now we can talk about the real stuff today.
That's right. Yesterday, the news dropped about Nintendo, Wave Race dropping. I'm like, that was my sign. Everything's going to be fine. The universe is okay. Like, we just need to, you know, take care of some things, but it's all good.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're good. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Look,
I'm so glad you're back.
Okay.
We gotta clean the garage here.
Reminder, as always, you can listen to the Nintendo Drive and all of the Carpool Gaming podcast content on YouTube, youtube.com/carpoolgaming. You can also support the show and get early access and exclusive perks at Patreon, patreon.com/carpoolgaming. And we want to thank our newest supporter, Haley Miller. Thank you so much for supporting us over on Patreon. I will say we offer a lot of stuff over there on Patreon. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, the backlog is real for most people.
We got stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got stuff.
That's just put it on the box. Patreon.com/carpoolgaming. We got stuff. We need a jingle. Jingle is coming. I love it. Oh, it's good to be back, Kato. Glad you're here.
Yeah. Well,
you just want to talk about Wave Race? You just want to do Wave Race?
Well, the next thing we talk about is what we've been playing, obviously. And, I have been playing so little Switch because I am obsessed with Dinkum.
Yes.
I am obsessed with Dinkum. I'm putting out videos on Dinkum, streaming Dinkum, like Animal Crossing Who?
Oh, wow.
Dinkum is so good, y'all. If you have a computer that can support it, get it. I saw some people have like a workaround if you are on a Mac and you want to play it. They've figured out how to do that.
Oh,
I'm installing mods. I've got mods going on my game now.
What kind of mods are you doing?
Thomas the Tank Engine just
driving around in there?
No. I wanted a little reshade, a little recoloring for aesthetics.
Oh. You know what I mean?
Make it look a little more muted. It's very vibrant.
Got it.
Yeah,
so. I've come to realize something about this word aesthetic, that it's like, it's actually a very specific thing. I just thought like it was, I thought it was like aesthetics, like just in general is like, the way things look, but it's a specific type of look as it turns out. Look at me learning things, Kato.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on the context of the situation, but if you're calling something aesthetic.
Yeah.
As a.
Like there's like a coziness to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in general, people mean like, I don't even know how to describe it.
I know.
Like, you just know. If you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't.
I'm starting to know. I'm starting to get it, I think. But yeah, tough to describe, I guess.
Yeah. And I have had a lot of people in my community. I see Jocelyn saying, seriously considering buying a gaming laptop just so I can play Dinkum. A lot of people in my community are buying gaming laptops just for this game. And I would like to say, if you have the means to do so, go for it.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like this is one of those games where it's just like an entry into more PC gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, just join us.
And there's so many games like this, like these little like farming sims or take care of your people. Like, you talk about the Sims all the time. Like, we talked about Two Point Campus yesterday or last week on the Xbox Drive as well, like that you can play on PC. I mean, that's the thing. Like, the PC play, speaking of, if you know, we know, PC players have been saying this like all along. They're like, it's amazing right. over here. What are you guys all fighting about your boxes about? So Dinkum right. looks amazing. And I was really happy to see you start to publish some videos on your channel about yeah. that too. Yeah. It's and you fun. Still have all your subscribers. Like, people haven't left.
They didn't leave.
They
yet.
Didn't leave. So
not
that's,
yet.
Because that's the thing that happens that drives me kind of nuts. That must be terrible. If you do something yeah. outside of Animal Crossing, like, nuts to this. Like, they can't just ignore right. the video. They unsubscribe. Right. Like, I am really out of here. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. I'm just going to jump on out. It can play on Steam Deck. It does work on Steam Deck.
Have you been playing it there?
I haven't, because cloud saves have not been a thing. However,
it's so much like Animal Crossing. Like, it's
however, I'm in the Dinkum Discord and the developer is working on it. Should be out this week.
Oh, wow.
Cloud saves should be out this week. He was testing it. He was asking people to test it.
Like, one person is developing this game.
One guy.
How does that make you feel about the might of Nintendo and the path of Animal Crossing? This is one person.
And you can't give us more look. Look. They are working on a lot of other stuff, but I mean, this guy is, he's got it all figured out.
Yeah, it looks amazing. There's too many games. I really want to try this one. Like, this isn't like a principled thing against it like I had with Animal Crossing. I just haven't gotten around to this one. It is installed.
I think you would like this one more than Animal Crossing because there's so much more stuff to do. And I would say the focus in this one is way less about designing. I feel like Animal Crossing, once you beat the game, it's all about designing. This one is about like all of the other stuff first. And then I've just turned it into designing.
You're so
because
good
that's
at that.
What I like to do.
Yeah, you see it, so you make it. I love it.
So, you know, but it's great. Freaking what are you playing?
I've been playing a bunch of stuff. My kids are big Sonic fans, as it turns out. So I spent a stupid amount of money on Sonic skins in Fall Guys. And they did it really smart. I don't know if you've seen this, if you fired it up. They split it into two packs. It's like Sonic and Knuckles and Tails and Robotnik, I think is the way it goes. So you can't get Sonic and Tails in the same one. You have to buy both in order to get both. So I had a bit of a moment of weakness. But I rarely get to do this with my kids. You know, I work, by the time I'm there, like, we don't really get to go out and do stuff together. So I don't really get to treat them. So this was my weird dad kind of treat. So that was pretty nice. I also took them to Minions last week and it was very sweet. It was very cute.
Yeah. I liked that movie.
I tried not to fall asleep in the theater because I'm kind of prone to do that. Just as a strong dad move, you know, cross the arms, just kind of chin to chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Fall Guys continues. They had a cool mode on it, though. You just ran around like collecting rings, and that was the mode. So the first people to get to, I think it was 20 rings, and then 35, and then 50 or something like that was the final. So the funny thing is, like, I was enjoying it more than my kids. They asked me to play it, so I'm playing around, and I got to like two or three rounds, and they're like, why is it always the same? And they were not pleased with this. They wanted they like the different types of races and stuff in Fall Guys. They didn't want me to chase rings anymore. I'm like, I'm kind of like
it. I like chasing rings.
I like the rings. I like the sounds I make.
Yeah. So was that a temporary event?
I think it finished yesterday, I think. So now we just have the skins and maybe that'll show up every once in a while. But this notion of like free-to-play games is kind of killing it right now. Like Dragon Ball is happening right now with Fortnite, which might actually get me into Fortnite. Like, who knows? I'm a latent, lapsed, quiet Dragon Ball fan. I can't even say I'm a Dragon Ball fan because, like, Dragon Ball fans are like Dragon Ball fans, you know?
Right.
So I like Dragon Ball, but
it's just okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen anything Dragon Ball.
I think Court was on the PlayStation Drive. Like, what is Dragon Ball?
I think he was like
pretty. I might be slightly off, and I'm sure he'll jump in the comments here to correct me. So,
oh my gosh!
I am playing a little bit of Court, not a lot, or a little. I am playing a lot of Cult of the Lamb that I'll talk probably more on the Xbox Drive tomorrow. But it's an interesting thing because it does have a little bit of a Animal Crossing kind of flair to it. Because I thought it was just like, you're going to go kill a bunch of stuff, but you have like a little homestead and all your little right. villagers and stuff, and you can name them and you can sacrifice them, like all this weird dark God. Stuff. Yeah, it's it is a weird game, but I it might be, honestly, Kato, the only reason I bring it up here quickly is like this might be my favorite game of the year.
Like I it's haven't so bought good. It yet, but I remember seeing it when we saw the trailer for it. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if we saw that live or when I saw it, but
yeah.
I remember being really interested in it. And then now everyone's been like, Cult of the Lamb, Cult of the Lamb, you have to get it. You have to get it. And so I'm like, well,
which is kind of cultish in and of itself.
Like, right. When am I going to find time? When am I going to find time to play that too?
I don't know. But I'm glad that you actually want to. I don't know why this gives me some satisfaction, but like not all of us have time for everything we want to play. So, and it's rare that I get to talk about a game that you actually have interest in and you want to play, but you're not going to get around to it. It's like, I'm playing Xenoblade. You're like, I'm not even coming on the show. Like, I got better things to do. I got Capri Suns to drink. But I ain't.
And
doing
I would
that.
Like to point out for anyone watching the video, yes, I am drinking Capri Sun. Yes, I do know that they've been recalled. However, I checked mine and they are fine. Okay, so
I put it in the petri dish. I figured it out. I did the tests. Oh my gosh! Yep. I watched the Woodstock '99 documentary on Netflix. Did you ever? Do you know that's a thing? Woodstock '99. Oddly enough, it happened in Rome, New York. I didn't realize this, which is where we're doing Extra Life. Anyway, there's just a whole disaster. And the water was contaminated. That's why I brought it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Kato
Wait, so like, was everyone sick?
Some people got trench mouth, I think they called it. Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, yeah.
It sounds bad.
We'll leave it at that. We'll let people Google it and see what comes up.
Yeah, you can figure that out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think I'm playing it. Yeah, Xenoblade continues. I'm slow at it. It's complex. It's hard, but I'm still playing it. Yeah.
Is it? Here's my thing about it. Because it's one of those games that I was like, okay, maybe. It's a very low maybe.
No, but not for you.
Then I saw gameplay and it was not what I was expecting.
Mm.
Like just graphically, everything about it. I thought it was going to be slightly more cutesy, like a Kingdom Hearts kind of graphically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if that was the case, I would be more interested.
I think Xenoblade 1 is actually, so you're
I
not
can't
far
get on
off.
Board.
Shulk, who is the main character in Xenoblade 1, had a Kingdom Hearts kind of run to him. Kind of like a goofy, kind of like almost like a Woody, like not quite, but let's like Woody's runners were really good. But yeah, you're not far off. Yeah.
But like everything I've seen on this one, it's just very dark and ominous looking. But maybe I'm just seeing
cutscenes can be
certain parts. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just like, bleh.
Yeah.
You know, like there's nothing.
It's more than that.
Everyone's
that why it's
like,
not
oh,
a U game.
You, everyone's like, oh, you got to play 80 hours to get to the point where you are enjoying it. And I'm just like, okay, look, if I have to play 80 hours, this goes back to like me principally. Like if I have, people have told me the fourth season of Stranger Things is so great. If you can just get through the first three seasons, it's so worth it. I'm like, I don't want to watch
a lot of
three seasons of mediocrity to get to the good thing. Like, I would just watch the good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would just skip all the first stuff and go straight to the good thing. I'm not going to, no.
No, no thanks.
So, not for me. Not for me.
Anyways. Xenoblade will be like I'm still playing it probably for the next 3 months or so. I'm really liking it. It's going to take me forever. So hopefully I can stick with it.
Kind of like Monster Hunter, kind of like Triangle Strategy, kind of like Pokemon.
Wow. Wow. She is back. Holy crap. Yeah. Seth, get on deck, man. If the Xbox Drive is any indication, I go through co-host like nobody's business.
Okay. Well, we do have some breaking news. Wave breaking news, nice. You might say. Wave Race 64 finally confirmed coming to Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack on August 19th. 3 days. 3 days and we get to play Wave Race, and I will not take any Wave Race slander.
No kidding.
In the chat or in the comments because Wave Race is amazing.
Insta-ban.
Wave Race is so, I'm so excited about this. I will be devastated to my core if I play this and it's a Banjo-Kazooie situation where I play it and I'm like, oh,
it's not as good as you remember.
It's not as good as I remember it, because I have been hyping it up so much. So let me just have my moment of excitement, and then we'll see in 3 days if it lives up to what I remember it being. It was so good.
Pat in the chat nails it. S tier N64 game. We're on Twitter all the time. We're in the Discord. We're seeing news kind of happen all the time. You kind of make a mental note, like, oh, that's exciting. I verbally, out loud, went, oh my God. Like, I expressed, I actually like emoted in real life when I saw this. Like, they did it. Ryan Turford said it wasn't possible. He said, without a doubt, he was very unequipped. I think he was maybe saying there was a chance. But because of like some Kawasaki sponsorship or whatever, like there was probably not going to happen. Doesn't matter. This thing is coming back. This is honestly top 3 to 5 announcements.
Oh, yeah.
Probably like top 3 that they could have made at this point. Most of the other games are there. Probably GoldenEye, and there's maybe some others.
GoldenEye would have been up there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the one, and for so many, I'm very curious on how many people haven't played Wave Race, because it isn't Mario or Banjo or so many of those other people talk about. Like, this game is so special. Oh my God. Yeah. My first thought was just, I think I messaged you like, maximum power, it's so good. It's, as soon as I saw the screen, I'm hearing the music, I'm hearing the splash, I'm picturing the water, like I'm in my mind playing this game again. And that hasn't happened for any of these announcements.
The music is so good. I can't wait to hear it. And I'm curious, is there any kind of online function with this?
Yeah.
And I'm also curious, is this one of those situations where they're looking to see like what the interest is in this game for maybe a potential next game?
Can you?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Everybody talks about F-Zero. No, it's this game. It's Wave Race. Wave Race is the one. Sick. You know what? I would like to see like Sea-Doos in Mario Kart. Let's get the Wave Race racer in Mario Kart. Get the Wave Race racer in Smash. Get the dude on there.
Yeah.
The girl. Why
but
not?
Yeah, like some water levels with the Sea-Doos.
Just put wheels on it. Look, yeah. Pokemon's got
you could do that.
Vehicles with wheels and legs. So like, it doesn't matter anymore. Right, I think Link's got a horse with wheels on it. Like,
that was so weird. What was that?
Why do they have
wheels and then they're using their legs?
I don't know. Did you see? We have so much to talk about. There's so many other things.
I don't know how I feel about this Pokemon game.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm going to wait on it.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if I love it.
Look, that's probably the smart. Like, let's just get this out of the way. The rational side of it, we have lots to play.
Yeah.
And history, at least for me, has shown I don't finish these games. Do I need it? Right. Absolutely not.
But you're going to buy it.
But it looks really good. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, I want it. I want it. I want to play multiplayer. I actually do. And like, I've just given up on you. Like, we're not playing multiplayer ever.
Right. That's fine.
This is the secret. And I don't know if it still works if I point it out, but this is classic Nintendo Drive. Reverse psychology. Like, I've just given up on it. So maybe
just
it'll
give
happen.
Up on it. Yeah.
Secretly,
exactly.
I still want
Look,
it to happen.
I played something recently. I don't remember what it was. Fall Guys or.
Yeah. What were you playing?
I don't know.
Was it Fall Guys?
We
yeah. You jumped
something.
In with Fall Guys, I think. Yeah. It was
give
after
me a
stream.
Give me a little break.
Okay. Sorry.
I stream on Saturday nights now because of my schedule. So it's like.
Actually kind of works out. You're a little later in the day.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to listen to this Wave Race music, though. I don't know if we're
Should
still talking
we?
About it, but I'm going to bring it up anyways.
So you're going to get Pokemon. You're also going to get Splatoon.
Yeah.
Day one.
Yeah. What do you think about Splatoon?
I think I am going to get it day one. I'm trying to decide, am I going to get it physical or digital? I feel like I'm all in on digital, but I just don't know. I think I've just accepted the fact that I'm just going to get 2 copies of every game that Aiden would want to play.
That's
just like have mine digital and have his physical. I don't know.
As soon as I said I need to get physical for the kids. Yeah. Like I was like, But do I? Splatoon is something I don't want to grab the cart for. I just need it on my Switch at all times. It just needs to be like hardwired in there, basically.
Right.
Hmm.
So I skimmed the Splatoon Direct. Mm-hmm.
How'd you like the part where they just tell you what Splatoon is?
It looks like Splatoon.
Sure does.
You know, I did see where they added the three teams, but not quite how you envision it, I think.
Of course not. Why would they give me exactly what I want? They'll just do some weird, I don't know, weird way of doing it, filtering a little bit.
But I'm curious if they just haven't shown all of the options and it is an option because... Mm. Because isn't the first, what are they called, Splatfest or something?
Yeah.
The first one of those is three different options, right?
Right.
It's a rock, paper, scissors.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of that? Mean?
That you can pick, well, so.
Anything?
Yeah, well, that's what, so that was my first thought when they said, now there's three options, rock, paper, scissors. I'm like, put them together. Like, let's do that. So maybe I would love to, but this is the thing. This is classic Nintendo. This is what we do. They don't tell us that's what's happening. They give a hint that maybe that's something that could happen, but actually like they like, we never said that. We never told you that was going to happen. So we get off on all our theories and then I get super disappointed by, you know, the fact that they're not doing what we thought that they were going to do. So I don't know. I'm interested in just in the fact of the Splatfest that used to just be like one side versus another you picked. And usually like one side just never really stood a chance. I like the fact that it's going to be maybe a little bit more balanced. Although obviously Team Rock, Kato.
Are you?
Aren't you?
I don't know. I think I'm Team...
What?
I don't know. I think I like scissors.
I like scissors.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. You would do that.
How is it going to work if I'm trying to think logistically, analytically, how are they going to have the same amount of matchups for all the different versions? To make it work.
I wonder if this actually helps that because there were times where you would just get matched up against your own team.
Your own team.
And it wouldn't really count for anything. Like you wouldn't be like contributing to the Splatfest numbers at all. So maybe this is why that happens. That's probably the only reason. I don't think anybody has said that. I've listened to a lot of Nintendo podcasts. I don't think anybody has landed on that. That's the reason why you get it here first, Nintendo Drive. Mm-hmm. Right. We got stuff.
We're so smart.
I think that was probably one of the more notable pieces. Like they've got the loadouts. I thought that was good. Cause we actually didn't really even cover this on the show. We did what we thought was going to happen. And then we streamed the reactions, which people can watch here on youtube.com/carpoolgaming. But yeah, now we have a Splatfest, I think is on the 27th. So we got Wave Race on the 19th. We're still playing Mario Kart on Saturdays, by the way, wave two of all the tracks. And then Splatfest, like they also did what I wasn't expecting. They did they're doing a 12-hour Splatfest. It's not this nonsense of
which
like
is nice.
1 hour at a time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really good. That good decision. We love good decision making.
Yep. Yeah, golf clap for good decision making.
And we love that. I did see, from my understanding, the multiplayer. Is you have to have people on your friends list to like join them. Why can't they do the thing that Fall Guys does and have a code and you just join a room and you don't have to be friends with everybody to join together?
I think, I'm trying to remember. I feel like you can do a room, but it's very specific on the number
with
of people that you have to do. I can't remember. Where's Chibi when we need them?
Yeah. We need some clarification on the multiplayer situation. Mm-hmm. It's still what I'm most curious about. How is it going to work? Am I going to be able to join people? Am I going to be able to have people on my team?
Yep.
Instead of just a random free for all.
Yeah. It did seem like they had some things about joining other people that seemed to be a little bit better. And I was like, I was reacting to it on the stream. I'm like, that's what I want. And then I'm like, is it? Like I still need to get my hands on it a little bit. But the biggest thing, at least from my recollection, because I haven't played actually Splatoon in a bit, to be honest. But I feel like when we try to jump on together, you either have to create a room and you have to be friends with them, and you have to have the right number of people to do that. So all of that is hard. Or you have somebody like, oh, just come join the lobby that I'm in.
But you have to hope that someone leaves and that there's a space.
Totally. So that's the thing that they have got to solve. Like, just.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like it was just different the way that you go join a friend. Like, you can see like their ghost in like a room or something, and like, oh, let's go join in with them. But like, right. you just want to party up. That's all you need. You need to like enter a lobby as one and you take up the multiple spots. You want to, yeah, like,
and then random people can join. If you don't have enough people, other people can join.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Randomly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're asking for too much here.
Shouldn't be that complex.
I don't think so.
Like, and from my recollection, again, yeah, I haven't played Splatoon 2 in forever. It was like you could only do the room thing if you were playing certain matches, like if you were doing the ranked.
Right.
I think.
That's what if I was a little disappointed.
To do, mm-hmm. If you just wanted to do the normal, and you couldn't play ranked until you had done certain stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Until you had gotten to a certain level. And yep. So here I am, like, I'm terrible, first of all, and I don't play enough. So I could never do the thing where you could make the room for people to come in.
Basically, so
I just always had to do the random joining.
Same.
And I would be like,
that was it for me for the first two games. For the most part, it wasn't until like very late in Splatoon 2, like basically like 2 years ago, where I was like, oh, these other modes are actually pretty good. Like, it was mm-hmm. so limiting. And that's a strange thing. I'm very curious to see like what people's reaction is going to be on this. How are the reviews going to go? Like, there's a lot of chitter chatter about, is this a true sequel? What does that even mean? Like, what does a sequel mean in a multiplayer game experience kind of thing? So, because it still has to be Splatoon. But, like,
right.
I feel like we've done a pretty good job over the last couple, whatever, year and so, of saying, like, what we need. It just needs to be easier. Like, none of this nonsense. And Salmon Run is available all the time. They didn't cover it in the Direct, but it was on the website. That was a bit of a frustration I had with the Direct. They were like, they just about got to details that I really wanted, and they're like, we'll talk to you about this on the website. I'm like, it's a 30-minute Direct.
Wow.
Yeah. What are you doing that for? So a little frustration, but
that's bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's just, yeah, I could complain about the multiplayer all day because there's also no way to communicate with the people on your friends list on your Switch. So unless you're real life friends with them.
Yeah.
So like, say I'm friends with, I don't know, Becca on my Switch. And I'm like, oh, she's playing Splatoon right now. Oh, let me send her a message.
Nope.
And be like, hey, do you want to team up?
Yeah.
No, there's no way to do that.
Yep.
So I have to seek out this person on a separate platform to try to do that, which is just ridiculous.
No problem.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. What are you complaining for, Kato? That's totally fine. Reasonable and acceptable in 2022.
Right.
What is your shirt, by the way? What is this? What is this
Hello
cuteness?
Kitty.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Oh.
Yep, it's like all the Sanrio.
Ah, they're so cute.
Look at them all. They're so cute. Yep.
That's too much. Love I love it. We are.
It was from Five Below.
Children.
It was like $5.
Oh, there you go.
So,
need more $5 shirts.
Oh, was it? Maybe I lied. Maybe it was from Target.
$7.
Like
I wasn't going to fact check you on that.
Okay.
Lies.
Let's move on to what everyone's been waiting for.
Oh, yes.
The eShop.
Okay.
Muffin Mon asked us to do an update on how the eShop is doing because we haven't explored it in a while.
I love
it. And you're right. Yep. We haven't.
We need to do a drive-by.
So we've got to look at this.
Okay.
Now, I was looking a little bit before we started recording.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started screaming at me because I saw Cat Cafe Manager is on here, and you already know I'm buying that.
Are you in the for sale section? Like the great deals? Mm-hmm. The great deals? Okay.
Great deals. Okay. It's 25% off.
Okay.
$14.99.
Okay. Not great.
$14.99 right now.
Not like dog, which is 11 cents.
You've inherited the old cat cafe. You'll need to rebuild if you mean to give the poor stray cats a proper home. I'm buying that.
You're going deep into. I don't see this yet, actually.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty far
down.
You were
down a lot. Well, no,
I was looking. Yeah.
What is, do you know what Coromon is? Because I had this in my Steam book or Steam wish list for some reason. And I don't know how it ended up getting there.
I don't.
Maybe it was a.
Oh, I see it. No, I don't. It's oh, it's got cute little art.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Kind of like. Yep, pixel art there.
I want to draw your attention to, Cato, this classic. I think a lot of people were really like hearing about this one. It's called Kill It With Fire. Spider, mankind's most ancient and deadly nemesis, as a license to kill it with fire exterminator. It's time to fight back. Assemble your arsenal of increasingly excessive weapons. Track spiders across suburbia and burn everything in your path. $4.98, 75% off. That's where we want to
stream that one.
That's where we want to be, everybody. I am putting it on the favorite list. I will proceed to very likely purchase that.
You're gonna buy
this like thumbnail is excellent. It's just like a.
It's good. It's
just
a good
giant spider, and it's on the toilet. Okay, the one screenshot that gets me with this: it's a toilet. There's a spider on the seat and dynamite set up all around it. Like this could be gold, you guys.
I think it was, I don't know. You have to ask Arger. I think it was decent enough.
I need to know. I need to know. But I also need to see if it's on Steam. Because this is, of course, our Nintendo / Steam Deck.
Right. Podcast. Yeah, you have to make those decisions. Like, are we buying it here? Are we buying it there?
Not in great deals, but in featured. And I wanted to ask you about this because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Kirby's Dream Buffet.
Oh,
is $14.99 for you, $19.99 for me. Releases tomorrow or today for most audio listeners. What are your thoughts on this game?
$14.99,
not free, not full price. Like, yeah, just
at least it's not $59.99. Yeah, I would have lost it.
Yeah,
I won't be buying it.
Okay, then I won't either.
Right.
I feel like if you said you were, I could be convinced. which is amazing because I looked at that. I'm like, absolutely not. I've got way too many games to play. Kirby, enough is enough. What are they even doing with this game? But I'm looking through these screenshots and it looks pretty cute.
I mean, cute, yes, but isn't it kind of the same premise as everything else? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a Kirby hater. I really liked that other game that we just played. What was it called? Kirby and the... I can't remember any of these Kirby names because there's seven...
And the Forgotten Lands.
The Forgotten Lands.
I mean, that's kind of funny that you forgot the name.
Yeah,
of true. The Forgotten Lands. Haters, Tony Baker. We are not Kirby haters. Did you get this game? Who in the chat has gotten Kirby's Dream Buffet? But that's the featured. I'm a little off track here. We really just want to talk about the deals, I think.
The deals, yeah.
Well, Inside Cult of the is Lamb. The game. Have you ever played Inside or Limbo? Have you played those games?
I don't think so.
I would love to watch you play Inside, actually.
It's they're both, they're
90%
really
off. Yeah, those are both.
Oh, they look scary.
Mm-hmm. They're very unsettling. Like, they're not terrifying, they're not scary, but they're very like, what is going on here? And Inside has a very memorable and weird ending. Highly, highly recommend people jump out. If they haven't played that, I'm sure they run fine on Switch. They're side-scrolling, very great level design, artistic style is awesome. Those games, those are like game of the year of whatever year they came out in. Those games are awesome.
Should I finally buy Unpacking? And Cozy Grove.
I have it on Game Pass.
I don't have
Pass.
Either of those.
Yeah, how do you not? Yeah, these are you.
I don't know.
These are you games.
Oh, only one day. Cozy Grove, I feel like, always goes on sale, though.
Mm-hmm. Animal Valley. It looks like a Game Boy version. What is this? Animal Valley looks like Animal Crossing. Bit Orchard,
It looks
Animal
so
Valley.
Cute.
Yeah, it looks amazing. This looks like it was on, on Game Boy. Or maybe it's more like a Earthbound kind of style. What the heck is this game?
Yeah, it does look very Earthbound.
Pull out weeds, plant new apple trees, and gather the fruits of your labor. Explore this lively world and have some fun clucking along with your newest DLC.
Look at that. Have some clucking fun.
Have some clucking fun. Mm-hmm. $2.56 in Canadian land.
I love that too.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a good, purchase everything on the eShop session in a while.
Same here. We should just load up.
And sometimes you just need to do that.
So it's just time for us to get a little nuts.
Roll the cat. is 20% off.
How many cat games are there? We need to make a video here on youtube.com/carpoolgame. I almost said console Kato.
A cute top, cat puzzle game.
Look at this.
Cute.
Well, Stray came out, so now all the cat games are coming out to play.
I still haven't played that. I bought it, and I still haven't played it.
Oh,
and
did
I haven't watched anyone play it because
me neither.
I didn't want to be spoiled. And then I got too distracted with Dinkum that I didn't even have time to play it.
Mini Golf Adventure is $1.60. This is tempting. I like mini golf games.
See, Dee Dee, here's the thing. Dee Dee asks, when will you play them? We won't.
Yeah, that's not the point.
But it's kind of like there's different hobbies, right? There's buying the games is a hobby. And there's playing the games is a separate hobby.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I like to fill my hobby of just purchasing the things.
Yeah.
And then other times I play them. Oh, I am interested in this. Have you heard of the game Wild at Heart?
Oh, it
sounds
familiar.
Very interesting art style. It's on sale, 33% off right now.
I'm trying to
catch
it.
I really like the art style. Wield an ever-growing herd of quirky creatures to rebuild broken paths, battle perilous beasts, and solve peculiar puzzles in a rich, interconnected world. Join two young runaways as they unravel the mysteries of a lost realm in this nostalgic storybook fantasy.
Oh.
Looks really cute.
I need to... My Switch literally cannot catch up to you. It's so slow trying to work its way
it's
through
so
the eShop.
Slow.
But also I get a little distracted by things like Thomas Was Alone is an excellent game that I originally played on the Vita. It's 80% off, $2.79 here in Canada land. Really cool kind of like platforming game based on shapes. And every time you play as a different shape, they have different capabilities. Some of them can jump really high. Some of them can't jump at all. It's a very, Thomas Was Alone is a really, really good game. This is a good timing on the question, Kevin. Yeah. There's a lot of really good, like some of these are jokes, but.
And I feel like different stuff than we had seen in the past. For a while there, I feel like we stopped doing it because it was just all the same stuff. And mine all said purchase, 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 purchase. And I was like, okay, maybe we should stop doing this. now we're at a point where it's a bunch of stuff that I haven't purchased. So.
Okay, well, see you next week. We'll run over. Because what was it? Last time I think we talked about like we bought like 19 games or something like that. Like I haven't played any of them.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I have. Well, no, that's a lie. I played Bee Simulator and that was a bad experience.
Yeah. You played it so that other people don't have to.
Exactly. We're doing this for y'all.
Exactly. See? Yeah. Yeah. Definitely not for our own weird satisfaction. Like, what is wrong with us?
Okay. Let's jump into some of these questions. We have a few minutes here. Sam asks, thoughts on people porting Switch games to the Steam Deck? It's definitely upsetting because it's going to hurt people who actually play Nintendo games the right way. Also, Kato, Pokemon Squishmallows. I do love those Pokemon Squishmallows. Did you see them?
Can
they're
you buy
huge,
them yet?
Though. I don't think so. I think they're coming to Target and another retailer. I don't remember which one.
Chelsea might be in chats with some people down in the States to figure this out for us.
Yeah. I still haven't seen the other two. I've seen Gengar and Pikachu, but I haven't seen what Snorlax and
me neither.
Togepi look like. And I'm curious to see that Gengar is my number one.
Oh, wow.
Right now, unless the Snorlax is just, I love
Snorlax is going to be like so
Snorlax
perfect.
Snorlax is so good. Mm-hmm. Such good choices. I'm going to say that again. We've talked about these Squishmallows before, but they killed it with the choices. This is where Animal Crossing always goes wrong in choosing which characters they think that we want. These are the characters.
Give us Al. The people want Al.
Right. Exactly.
In his eyebrow.
Okay. Thoughts on people porting Switch games to the Steam Deck?
I like it.
I guess I don't even know if it, I didn't know if I knew that it was happening. In what way? Just like, they're just putting them on there.
Yeah, I think games that
the same way you download old like games on there.
Why did I say Dinkum? Yeah, no, I don't think that. So yeah, maybe there's a couple things here. One thing is that you can do like emulation, which is
Right. Emulation.
Not legal, I don't think. So, you know, talk to your lawyer. but definitely there's no like Nintendo games going to the Steam Deck. It's not like you can play Mario right. on Steam Deck. So for games that are available on Switch that later get, you know, available on PC, I think that's totally fine. And the fact that it happens to be available on Steam Deck, I don't think anybody's making anything specific for Steam Deck. It's just a PC game. Right. You can play there too. So to me, it's like the more the merrier. And the thing, I guess, to bring back to Nintendo is if people really are starting to veer away from the Switch and playing games somewhere else, that makes Nintendo go, maybe we need to come out with a console that is more capable and powerful that people will play all the other games. This is exactly the conversation we had with the Wii and the Wii U, which is why I get so frustrated when we have a third party direct and people are like, we only get a third party direct. Like we would kill for a third party direct back in the Wii U days. Nobody was making games for Switch. So yeah, if people are jumping off the Switch to play somewhere else, then it kind of puts a little pressure on Nintendo finally.
Yeah. I wonder if Sam is saying specifically like illegally, like illegal ports of the games, maybe is what they're saying. I don't know. Maybe they can
all power to
specify
them.
And we could talk about it the next time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's ever, Nintendo's not hurting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's ever happening enough to where it would impact them in a financial way. And my thought on it is always like, if it's not hurting anyone else, then you do you.
Yeah.
You know, like, here's the thing. Like, if I buy it on my Switch and then I also want to have it on my Steam Deck, then, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. You know, so that's, I don't know. I don't think it's hurting anybody.
I agree.
Talk to your lawyer first, though, before you do it.
Talk to your doctor. Yeah.
Talk to them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Quagmire asks, with Bayonetta 3 being our only M-rated Switch game coming out this year, is it time for Nintendo to add more? I'd love to see Eternal Darkness for the GCN make a reappearance. Even if it's just a port, it was really innovative for the time, and I really haven't seen any game do what it started. I guess I never even knew that this was the only M-rated Switch game coming out.
Yeah, I don't think I realized that either. I don't think that you need M-rated games on Switch. Like, I'm not seeking it out. And maybe that's just because I'm an old man now. Oddly enough, like, I'm mature-ish, and I'm not seeking out, like, mature games. But if I was 14, 15 years old, like, I'm killing for these kind of games. Like, that would be great. But, yeah, I don't know. There are good examples of M-rated games on other consoles. Like, Manhunt, and I think Manhunt 2 was on Switch, which is just a, like, it feels very out of place, to be honest with you. It's as good a game as that is, and Eternal Darkness is an awesome example from GameCube. For whatever reason, some of these games do feel a little bit out of place when you just like, they just show up. You go from Animal Crossing to Bayonetta and you got to turn on non-nudity mode. Like it's a little weird.
Well, I think most of the issue is that most of these M-rated games are so graphically intensive, like not that they're disturbing. They are, some of them are disturbing, but just like they take so much and the Switch can't handle it.
Yeah.
So it's not that they don't want them to be on the Switch, it's that it can't do it.
Yeah.
So until that lovely, lovely Switch Pro comes out, which we're all sure that it's going to come out here soon.
Should be our drinking game.
I don't think we're going to. Every time we see it, every time someone talks about it,
drink your coffee.
Drink it. Yep. Okay. Chibi asks, we've seen remakes of Mario games over the years or continuations of series, particular series in mind that has not made a round of the Switch due to the developer shutdown back in 2019. Do you think Nintendo will pick up the Mario and Luigi series for the Switch? Or do you think that series is no more?
I think it's coming.
I think it'll come back.
I think it's coming for sure. Mm-hmm. 2023, I would be shocked if it's like it. I'm glad they brought it up because like it has been a minute since we've seen that series. And it seemed like it was going on pretty regularly. Garrett Bland just showing up in the chat. I feel like this is definitely a Garrett Bland kind of game. But it's supposed to fill in a bit of a RPG type of spot, I would say. And where is that? Come on, Nintendo. Although, who knows what Nintendo's doing with stuff. So maybe we don't want them to make it. Just focus on Breath of the Wild 2 and make that
Animal
amazing.
Animal Crossing New Horizons 2.
Exactly.
Make that amazing.
Can you imagine? Can you Oh my gosh. I'd be so excited for you.
They got me so many times on these Mario and Luigi games.
Yeah.
Where I was like, ooh, Mario game.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. It wasn't what I wanted from a Mario game. And these are not for me.
Yeah.
They weren't at the time. I don't know now if I would be more interested, but they definitely weren't for me back then. I do think they'll come back, though.
I don't know how they sold. I'd be interested to see that. And Kevin in the chat also brings up something that I'd actually, rather than them continuing on that series, just go back to what inspired them, which was Mario RPG, Super Mario RPG. I'd rather them just like go back to that, bring it back in. Cause I don't, is it on Switch Online Plus Expand? I don't think it is. That would be a good place to start. And to your point earlier about Wave Race, like measure some interest in it that way.
Right.
If that's an indicator. Yeah.
Yep. And last question comes from Nagachaka, who asks, last week, the Supreme Court of Canada, Court Lalonde, made a savage comment on one of my several tweets about Xenoblade Chronicles, asking me if it was a GameCube game. In all seriousness, Damn. Does his savagery have merit? Are games being held back due to the Nintendo Switch hardware? Do first-party Nintendo games have performance issues on the Nintendo Switch? Yes. Yeah, they do. They don't. I mean, even Animal Crossing can't run on the Nintendo Switch sometimes. Yeah. Like, Link's it's all Awakening. So slow.
Mm-hmm.
It takes forever for things to load in.
Yeah.
It is crazy to me how well Breath of the Wild runs.
Yep.
Compared to some of these other games. Monster Hunter was so bad.
12 frames.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah, I think it does. Do I care enough to not play them? No, and therein lies the problem, because we'll continue to do it. They don't have to be good. They don't have to look good. They don't have to do better, because here we are.
And we just know it. Yeah, you hit everything there. That was perfect. Like, what else can we expect them to do? You know, this has been a struggle. If you've been a Nintendo fan for a long time, like, and you've played anywhere else, then you've known this. This isn't anything like, oh, the Switch. It's not specific to the Switch. It's been this way forever. If you only play Nintendo, then you're probably not even remotely aware of this. But if you play even just one other system, if you have a PC or Steam Deck or something like that, then you can see how good it can get. And that's kind of the difference between like Nintendo and say like PlayStation, for example. Like PlayStation, like the first party stuff on PlayStation, like that shows you what's possible in video games. That shows, like, when you play, it's like, this feels like the future. That shouldn't be possible. And then you play like Xenoblade Chronicles on Wii or whatever it was, and it looks like Kingdom Hearts, and Shulk is shuffling around and everything looks kind of weird and nothing looks quite right. And that's always been a frustration of mine over the years. Like, I wish I'm filtering pretty hard here. I was going to say something about people's beloved game. I don't think I want to say that.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Are our expectations, how do I even word this? Do we have unrealistic expectations? Because here's my thing. The Switch is obviously very different from an Xbox or a PlayStation in all regards.
Yep.
In terms of size, blah, 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 whatever. In terms of the games that are coming to it. In terms of accessibility, you have to think price point for this is $100 cheaper, $150 cheaper than those other systems. So, you've got the Switch Lite as an option. It's playing all the same games that this is playing. So anything that's coming to this has to also work on the Switch Lite.
Yeah.
Presumably. So is everyone okay? Anyone who is not okay with the way things are running, are you okay with spending $500 for one of these?
And having a chunker like the Steam Deck. Like, that thing is way bigger, way more expensive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to run better.
Yeah.
Like, is that where we want to go? Because that's not where I
want to
go.
That's what Nintendo's basically saying to us. Is that what you want? Is that what you really want?
That's not where I want to go. Because I want to be able to buy three of these.
Yeah.
If I want to.
Well, so does Nintendo. You know? Yeah.
So I'm glad to have the Steam Deck as an option.
Yep.
See, Garrett says it's not going to be $500. What makes you say that? Because the Steam Deck, I think the lowest option, what did I pay for mine? $400-something. I don't even remember how much I paid for it.
Yeah.
The lowest option was still fairly pricey, and it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, but it's a vastly different experience than what I'm getting on this.
Yep.
So do I think eventually they can continue to make advancements and make things smaller but still more powerful? Yes. But if that's not possible right now, I don't know. I'm just not ready to. I don't want this to be the Steam Deck.
I agree. Yeah, there's
it's different.
There's something to be said about good enough. Like, is it the best? There's nobody arguing about that. But Nintendo has continuously found that, like, that little band, that little area of, like, it's good enough. And Xenoblade, is it the most, like, visually amazing experience you've ever had? No, but it runs well. Like, it's not the most realistic graphics or the most vibrant this or whatever. But it runs fine. Like, it actually, right, frame wise, I think that's good. And I think as we look back on the last, like, 4 or 5 years or so, I think developers have been trying to figure out, what do we even want? What do players actually want out of the performance of it? Is it the most realistic looking thing and we're fine with 12 frames? And as time has gone on, no, people don't want it to be choppy. They want it to just be smooth, and they can actually look at something that isn't the most amazing thing. Because the other side of it is, even as games get better and better looking, like, they're only just a little bit better looking than the last one. So those jumps, right, aren't as, like, why go after those jumps if they're not even there? So just make it smooth, make it a nice, small, affordable Switch thing that you can buy 3 or 4 of, or have all of your kids have one as well. So that's what we'll continue to get. And who knows? The thing is, like, Breath of the Wild runs on a Switch on a tablet. That's insane. So,
right,
I'm appreciative, yeah, of that at the very least.
Agree.
Yeah. Look at that.
I think there's a lot of disagreement in the chat. So if you disagree with what we're saying, if you have more ideas, make sure you let us know down in the comments,
mm-hmm,
the video. Because I would love to know, and we could talk about it some more maybe next time on what everyone's opinions are. Like, do you want something more? Do you think it's feasible to have something more powerful at the same price point? Would you rather pay more?
Mm-hmm.
What are your opinions on it? Let us know down in the comments. Okay, Sean. That's all we have time for. Where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at Sean Capri, Sean the Connery, Capri like the pants. And please join us on Saturday nights. It's super fun time with Sean, or whatever we're calling it. And we're playing Mario Kart 8 Deluxe new tracks. And it's amazing. We jump into the Discord and it's a great time. Carpool Gaming YouTube, youtube.com/carpoolgaming. That's it for me.
Perfect. And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at Console Kato. That is all for episode 68 of the Nintendo Drive. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, make sure you all go play Wave Race and don't let me know if it sucks. Okay, bye.
The Nintendo Drive is fueled by patrons at patreon.com/carpoolgaming. And from the bottom of my heart, I am so thankful to the nearly 90 patrons who support us each and every month. Especially our ultimate producers, Tony Baker from Quest for Pixels at youtube.com/quest4pixels. Dallas Ford, the co-host of The Blame Game. You can support Dallas on YouTube and get these guys to 100 subs. Emily O'Kelly, Trucker Sloth, Jonathan Brown with his new album In My Element on Spotify and Apple Music. Lee Navarro, the fearless leader of the Phoenix Overdrive Extra Life team. And Skinny Matt, who hosts Carpool Gaming Community Game Nights. Please follow him at twitch.tv/SkinnyMattK. All the notes for these ultimate producers are in the show notes. Click on every single one and support them, because they support us at this ridiculous level. Platinum producers, Brendan Myers, Marcus McCracken, Becky Rubin Navarro, and RJ Kern. And all of our gold members, Anna, Argo, Cecily Carrozza, Dallas Robbins, Drellish, Foolish Fuji, Jose Jimenez, Marcus O'Neill, Nagachaka, The Snack Network, and Mr. and Mrs. Nasty Boots. If you'd like to support the show, please go to patreon.com/carpoolgaming and choose the tier that's right for you.